Victor, your expertise in bundles is amazing, but I know that it goes well beyond just the finished product. It really goes back to your roots in the whole industry, and you are not bashful to say that learning to become the expert of lavender was not an easy path, that you planted 2,000 plants your first year and you successfully killed them all learning the process. How, after all these years, are you still excited and still eager to learn what's going on with the lavender in different people's environments, different people's areas? Is lavender the same all the time, or is lavender a changing plant that you have to keep knowledge and keep up with?
Well, you are correct, Steve. People laugh sometimes when I'm doing a lecture, and I said, you are speaking with a guy that have killed more lavender than nobody on earth. So that's a nice, you know, funny joke, but it is a true story. And speaking about bundles, I mean, when I was learning how to dry it, not having the right space, the right environment, the right room, I also lost thousands of them in the beginning. Okay. Because mildew, because mold, if you don't give the right space, if you don't have the right air circulation, this is full of water, so they will attract mildew, and if one start molding, spread, and then you lose your whole crop. So, you know, you really need to know. Look like easy, but it's not that easy to go. So, yes, I have a 20, close to 30 years experience, and I always learning. I mean, I don't know everything. I'm still, you know, like me moving to Ohio, I have a good big challenge in front of me that will be exploring new environment. New soils and new varieties, and I'm very excited to, you know, I'm looking forward to that, and I don't want to stop, you know, I always keep learning, and but there's a lot of mistakes behind me, so that's why I feel like I have the skills, I have developed the skills to be able to help other growers not to make the same mistakes that I have done. Will save them headaches and money.
Good.
So I will advise them to come and look for me and victorslavender.com or White Buns and Blooms, and we can sit and
very good. So Victor, you are expanding, but you are not limiting yourself as you expand into Hamilton, Ohio's White Barns and Blooms property, mm-hmm. but you are still available and eager to help people answer their questions, provide consultation, and continue to be the source of expertise for lavender.
Exactly. Yeah, I believe that will not stop. I have a lot of loyal, great clients nationwide, and they know that they have my number. They know that every time they call me, I'm there. If I don't have the answer, I mean, together we can find solutions, and 99% after I give them my advice, they succeed, they switch, and they call me and say, thank you. And that's my pay, when people say thank you. That's very encouraging for me to keep going.
Well, Victor, we thank you for your good work, beautiful lavender, and the ongoing commitment to share that joy and that knowledge with an ever-expanding audience. Thank you very much. And we encourage you all to continue to stay abreast of what Victor's up to at victorslavender.com, as well as whitebarnsandbloom.com. Thank you much.
Thank you, Steve.